Heath Mulligan and Mark Whitman. We're here at the SOS Custom Tees Control Center. We're going to tell you about some of the great action coming up. Mark, first of all, that's a great unbookable shirt.
Hey, thanks, man. I'm unbookable. You're unbookable. Hey, you can be unbookable, too.
That's right.
Let the world know that you're unbookable.
SOSCustomTees.com. You can get t-shirts, memorabilia, decals. If you're a wrestler out there, hey, why wear somebody else's shirt? Wear your shirt. A shirt with your name and your face on it right here at SOSCustomTees.com.
If you're a podcaster,
that's right.
You could go to SOS Custom Tees. They'll hook you up. What we just happened to have, the Double Dropkick Show SOS Custom Tees store pulled up right here.
And Mark, what happens if people buy a shirt?
I'll give you a call, give you 10 minutes. We can talk about anything you want to.
So, that's something.
If you know, if you listen to our show, you'll realize I don't like any of you.
No.
So if you, that's the only way you're ever going to get in a conversation with me is to buy a t-shirt.
The great thing is, fans, you don't have to wait to a certain date. You don't have to wait for tickets to go on sale right now. SOSCustomTees.com. Change your life and become part of the movement that is changing professional wrestling.
Hey, this is Heath Mulligan with the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report for February 19th, 2018. We have a jam-packed episode for you today. First of all, we're going to talk about results from APW and PWX this past weekend. We're going to take a look ahead at this weekend's shows at SWA in Georgia, EWF in North Carolina, and PCW in South Carolina, including some comments from some of the wrestlers on those cards. We're going to look at some of the promotions who are gearing up for their first shows of the year. That's Battle Zone, Three Count Pro Wrestling, and Golden Corner Wrestling. And I want to tell you today, you do not want to miss the Behind the Scenes episode. You can get it for $1 a month at patreon.com/doubledropkick, or if you're on doubledropkick.com, there is a banner that says become a patron. Here's the deal. If you're a wrestling fan in South Carolina, North Carolina, or Georgia, and follow any of the promotions we cover, you are going to get news and insight on Behind the Scenes that you won't get anywhere else. I pound the pavement. I work the phones to get all the dirt so you don't have to. Why would you pay $10 a month for all these new newsletters that only cover the big boys? You care more about your local promotions than the WWE. So why not invest $1 a month and get the real news every single week? I guarantee you, you are going to hear stuff on Behind the Scenes that you do not hear on any other podcast in the world. And on Behind the Scenes this week, I'm going to be sharing the three reasons that Zane Dawson was the big loser in his war of words with PWX. I'm going to have details you won't hear anywhere else. I'm going to tell you about the South Carolina wrestling show that is probably not going to happen next month. And I'm going to go into detail about the licensing process in South Carolina. I'm going to tell you about the South Carolina promotion that may or may not be making a comeback. And I'm going to give you just a little hint as to a wrestler who has traveled the world. He's held titles everywhere, but he's going to be, or he could be, making his Carolina's debut in April. So make sure after you listen to this, patreon.com/doubledropkick, become a patron for $1 a month. That's all. You can give at higher levels and get more rewards, but $1 a month. And hey, we want to welcome one of our newest patrons, Austin Robbs. And Austin has a YouTube channel called Wrestling with the Villain. You need to check it out. He interviews wrestlers at different shows. He puts out some great videos. And you can also check him out on Facebook. That's Wrestling with the Villain. And again, we want to thank Austin for his support. And Brian Kanabrowski, who's a new patron. Bryce Anthony, who's a new patron. We just want to thank all of our patrons for their support. It was great to be with Mike Hofer at an event at his church in Georgia. Hofer's been a $10 patron for a year now. And when he became a $10 patron, he received an autographed picture in the mail. And upon completing his first year as a patron, $10 a month, he got another autographed picture. Took him a Billy Gunn signed picture courtesy of our friends at SOS Custom Tees. So again, we thank all of our patrons, and we would love to have you. And listen, do it for a month. Risk a dollar. If you don't like it, you can cancel after a month. So there's no risk involved. So let's get right to it. So much to get to. APW, Friday night, February 16th, Chester, South Carolina, had a great show. Jim Nasty Boys beat High Profile in a non-title match. You had Zuka King, who beat Elijah Proctor and Kid Riot in a triple threat match. You had Malachi Matthews. He heard the open challenge for Billy Brash. Billy Brash put out an open challenge for that Carolina's title. Malachi Matthews answered the challenge. However, Billy Brash with the successful title defense. You remember December, things boiled over between tag team partners John Schuyler and Brady Collins. They finally met one-on-one, and it was John Schuyler getting the victory over the Jinja Ninja. You had Mr. Sleaze coming off a few weeks ago, turning on his partner Malachi Matthews. Mr. Sleaze showing a little bit more aggression, a little different side of himself. Defeated Mason Moore Friday night. And in the main event, and this match was big for so many different reasons, not just for the talent of the men involved, but the fact Darius Lockhart making his South Carolina debut this year. This is huge. If you're a South Carolina promotion, book this guy now. But Friday night, he came up just a little bit short against Ethan Case there at APW. Their next show, March 2nd, down there at the APW Arena in Chester. It's a great place to watch a wrestling show. They had another good crowd Friday night. And Ethan Case, as you'll hear in just a minute, he had a pretty great weekend himself. Sunday afternoon, February 18th, PWX Battlefield X in Gastonia, North Carolina. 500 to 600 in attendance. A huge crowd. You've probably seen the pictures. So let me answer the question in your mind. Heath, this is South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report. Why are you talking about PWX? Talking about them for a couple of reasons. Number one, they're coming to South Carolina. So technically now they're going to be a South Carolina promotion. Number two, our coverage of PWX is going to be a little bit different than other podcasts. Especially as we move along, especially behind the scenes. The behind-the-scenes edition, going to give you some insights. But I want to give you the results, and this just want to share my thoughts on this. Camilla Kane defeated Alley Cat in what I heard was a great women's match. Bob Evans and Tim Hughes, Tough Guys Incorporated, defeated Jackson Stone and Saivi Al-Sabah. Sorry if I butchered that name. As you may have heard, PWX has hired Bob Evans and Kevin Kelly as their commentary team. And so I look for Tough Guys, Inc. Maybe to get in some more matches. And if you get a chance, if you're a wrestler, or even if you're a fan and you can get in and can pay and be a spectator at a Bob Evans seminar, I highly recommend it. Just some really great insight into the business. I think I took about 10 pages of notes when we spent some time with here. Just really good insight. And then we had on the main card of Battlefield X. This was huge news. There was a Fatal 4-Way match. The winner of this match was going to get the last entry into the Battlefield X match. It was announced. You had Classless Mason Miles. You had Mr. Sleaze. You had Ian Maxwell. And for the last few days of last week, we had a fan vote, and there were several names out there. One of those names and the winner of the fan vote was the Southern Punisher Big Country, who was somebody we have talked about on the show a lot. He's the PCW heavyweight champion. He's former EWF heavyweight champion. And in this match, it was Classless Mason Miles getting the victory. Huge victory. for this young man. That I am, I do not like his tactics. I don't like his attitude. But this was a big win for this young man, and I think he's going to have a great year here, and you're going to be hearing a lot of him on the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report. Chip Day successfully defended the PWX ITV title against Martin Stone. He had Tracer X facing Serpentico in what was supposed to be a first-round matchup at January's X16 tournament. Serpentico couldn't make it. Tracer X picked up the victory on Sunday. Darius Lockhart, who I just mentioned at APW, defeated Maxwell Jacob Friedman in a big match. Maxwell Jacob Friedman is another young man. Again, don't necessarily agree with his attitude or his tactics, but would love to see him down here in South Carolina. And the Ugly Ducklings successfully retained the PWX Tag Team titles, defeating Jake Manning and White Mike. And that's a big win for the Ducklings in another successful title defense. And then in the Battlefield X, 30 men, the winner gets entered to a triple threat match at Rise of a Champion to go against James Drake and Anthony Henry for the PWX heavyweight title. 30 men entered. From all reports, just an amazing match. I subscribe to the High Spots Wrestling Network. I am assuming that sometime in the next few days this show is going to be released. I will be watching it, absolutely. Heard great things about this match. And I want to thank Robert Truesdell from Wrestling with Redbeard. He was in attendance tonight giving out some of the CPWAs. I want to thank him for his detailed reports. If you follow him on Facebook, Robert Truesdell, or his... he posted in the CPWA's page. He gives detailed reports of which entry was when and who got eliminated by who. Just did it. I don't know how he does that. It's hard for me to keep up with one match at a show. But Robert did a great job. And the winner, it came down to two men, former tag team partners, men who had a memorable feud. Elijah Evans IV and Ethan Case. Now, Elijah Evans IV, if you listen to some other podcasts, follow PWX, to say that he was one of the favorites to win this match would be an understatement. Had I been there live and saw these two men last, I would have picked Elijah Evans. However, it was Ethan Case, the man who won the first X16 tournament, failed in that attempt to win the PWX heavyweight title. A man who last year suffered a devastating ankle injury. And I would say that this shows he's all the way back. I think Ethan would say he's not all the way back until he wins that PWX heavyweight title. And so you're going to get it March 25th, 3 p.m., the Cabarrus Arena, Rise of a Champion, the Triple Threat main event. Again, Ethan Case versus James Drake versus Anthony Henry, PWX heavyweight title on the line. That is going to be an unbelievable match. And the man who wins that match is going to be the champion, obviously. But they're going to set a tone for this year. And I picked James Drake to win this match, even before I knew who won Battlefield X. My pick was James Drake to win this match. I don't think Anthony Henry is walking out of Rise of a Champion as the PWX champion. I just don't think so. I mean, call it a hunt. I don't know. However, if Anthony Henry can walk out, steal the champion on March 25th, his stock's already high. He and Drake weren't at PWX this weekend because they were at Evolve. Okay. But I'm just saying, Anthony Henry, if he wins, if he makes this title defense successfully, that's huge. I picked Drake, but I'm going to tell you, Ethan Case, I don't know. It's to me right now, if I'm having to pick today, it's a coin toss. It's a coin toss. I can't pick between Case and Drake. I do think one of those two men is going to walk out and begin their first reign as PWX World Heavyweight Champion. Make sure you check them out, PWX Wrestling on Facebook. Make sure you follow. If you just Google Jer, J-E-R, Polk, P-O-L-K on Twitter, I think his Twitter is at the one and only Jer. He tweets a lot about PWX, one of their writers for their website. Great person to follow there on Twitter and keep up with all the latest PWX news. So, like, again, a great, great night. Lots of great reports from different folks about Battlefield X. And I'll be checking that out this week. And then it's going to be a huge, huge show. March 25th at Cabarrus Arena. And I've said it here before, I'll say it again. Once April 1st hits, I don't think PWX is ever going to be the same. We know they're coming to South Carolina. We know they've got some other things in the works. I know they've got some things in the works. I know they've got some things happening that you'll eventually hear on behind the scenes. But it's going to be an amazing, amazing, amazing year for them. So let's talk about some shows, other shows coming up next weekend. SWA back in East Denali, Georgia, 244 Livestock Road. Show starts at 7:30. Tickets only $5. A great deal. It's Saturday night, February 24th. You can look for them, SWA Wrestling, on Facebook. No matches announced yet, but I am certain that the Peruvian pit bull Xander Ramon is going to be trying to get his hands on the SWA Premier Champion, Scott Mason. Lots going on in SWA. Make sure you check them out on Facebook. Also, next Saturday night, PCW, Palmetto Championship Wrestling, down at North Springs Park in Columbia, South Carolina. Tickets $10 and $20. If you follow them on Facebook at Palmetto Championship Wrestling, you know the tickets are going fast. So you need to give Shane a call to pick up your tickets. They've announced three matches for this show so far. First of all, to my knowledge, a first-time matchup. And it's going to be James Johnson taking on Josh Powers. Dare I say, contrast in styles. But that is going to be an entertaining match. You've also got, and I've talked about it on the show before, it's a rematch from their January show where there was some controversy. But it's going to be Kevin Ray once again defending the PCW Soda City Championship against Tracer X. You've heard me talk about their last match. Tracer X won the match via pinfall. However, the decision was reversed. And the referee ruled that Tracer X had hit him and knocked him down. And he disqualified Tracer X, even though Shane Dorr had come in and made the three count. But this Saturday night, it's winner take all. And there will be a winner, Kevin Ray versus Tracer X. I actually had an opportunity to talk to Kevin Ray on the phone and talk to him about this match. Well, I'm joined on the line now by Kevin Ray. He is the PCW Soda City Champion. And coming up Saturday night, February 24th, he's got a title defense against Tracer X. Kevin, thanks for joining us. My first question is, I was there in Columbia, Vibe Church. We saw Tracer X get the pin. It was only the referee reversing his decision that allowed you to keep the title. But I just want to know your thoughts on this upcoming rematch with Tracer X.
Well, first of all, Heath, my thoughts are that rights were made wrong by the official. Let's get that straight. I was pinned, but rights were made wrong. I never lost my title. And if you know, and mostly everyone who knows that comes to PCW, I'm 8 months undefeated. So I wouldn't expect a loss on February 24th. I know a lot of people are hoping for it. A lot of people want to see Jack Bismarck's regime be taken out. But if I can tell you anything, it's 8 months victorious isn't ending on the 24th.
Well, right now, Jack Bismarck, you know, his group of guys, you guys control all the titles, all the gold in PCW. But I've got to ask, I've got to wonder, after Tracer X got that pinfall, is he in your head? What are you doing to prepare for this match?
Hey, me and Jack Mason and Big Country, we've taken time out of our schedules, very busy. We've gone over game plans, we've gone over our matches, we've looked around, you know, we've watched tape. I can tell you one thing, as long as Jack doesn't have a worry, I don't have a worry. There's not a worry in my head, because much like I have been, as I've said, I always win. I've remained victorious. I'm a champion in Palmetto Championship Wrestling, and I'll give you this, a very quick rise to being a champion as well.
Well, that is absolutely true. You are correct. Undefeated for 8 months. Saturday night, February 24th, fans, North Springs Park. You can find out more about Palmetto Championship Wrestling on Facebook. You can follow them. This is a show you do not want to miss. Mr. Ray, I appreciate your time, and best of luck in your title defense Saturday night.
I appreciate it, Heath. Luck may not be needed, because as always, you know, we take care of business, and we keep what's ours.
Well, there you heard, fans. Kevin Ray is a young man with a good deal of confidence heading into this huge match with Tracer X this Saturday. Also, Big Country, he will be defending the PCW heavyweight title against John Skyler. I do not know if these two men have faced off. I know that John Skyler has faced wrestlers from everywhere of all shapes and sizes. However, has Big Country faced somebody like John Skyler, the man who has shown great technical wrestler when he wants to be, can brawl when he wants to. Obvious, and whenever Big Country is involved, it's an obvious size disadvantage or an obvious size advantage for Big Country. And again, Jack Bismarck in Big Country's corner. You know, that faction of Classless, Mason Miles, Kevin Ray, and Big Country, they have been running roughshod over PCW the last couple of months. And so it's going to be interesting to see what shakes out. Again, that's Saturday night, February 24th, North Springs Park in Columbia. Check them out, Palmetto Championship Wrestling on Facebook. And we got a unique situation next Friday and Saturday. EWF is going to be in action. First off, Friday night, February 23rd, Chase High School. Tickets are $10, $8, and $5. You're going to see former Impact Wrestling star Crazy Steve. He's going to be in action. You're going to see Boogie Richards and the Boogie Woogie Man, Jimmy Valiant, WWE Hall of Famer, taking on George South and a partner of his choosing. You're going to see the EWF Tag Team Champions, Eric Anton, Chris Hamrick, and Jeff Hamrick, taking on Myrick Moore, Derek Driver, and the Grudge Master, who attacked Chris Hamrick with a chair at the last EWF show. And we'll see. I don't know if Chris Hamrick's in any shape to wrestle. I know his arm was injured. Haven't heard anything more about that. You're going to see tag team action, Big Country, and Mason Moore taking on the Fallen Angels at the last show. As you know, Big Country lost to the Fallen Angels in a handicap match by disqualification when he put his hands on referee Tyler Storm. So it'll be interesting to see who the referee in that match is. So you're going to see Osgard returning to EWF, taking on Mr. ADD Jamie Lee. That is going to be, don't get out of your seat during that match. The action is going to be fast paced. Don't blink. I mean, you got to keep your eye on the ring because they are going to go 100 miles an hour. And in the main event, it will be Chase High School graduate, Chase Loveless, challenging Cruiser Lewis for the EWF heavyweight title. The opportunity of a lifetime. And we're going to see if Chase Loveless, can he do it? Again, Cruiser Lewis, he's got Jerry Leonard in his corner. Again, he's got referee Tyler Storm in his back pocket. What is going to happen? Should be a great show. Make sure you check him out, EWF on Facebook. So not just Friday night at Chase High School, Saturday night, February 24th, EWF, back-to-back nights. Saturday night, they're going to be at the Forest City Armory. Again, tickets, $5. And the match everybody is talking about, the match that is making waves, it is going to be a woman scorned match between Boomer Payne and BB Naturally. This all started back in January at the Bunkhouse Brawl when BB Naturally defeated Boomer Payne at the very end to win that match. He earned a title shot that he can use anytime throughout the year. And now it has come to this. So let's explain to you what a woman's score match is. They are going to do a raffle up until the intermission of the show on the 24th. They are going to select. It's a dollar a chance. At the intermission, they are going to pick 20 names out of the hat. These 20 women will be handed leather straps. They will surround the ring. Now, they are not allowed to enter the ring. They are not allowed to hit other fans. They're not allowed to hit any other EWF personnel or wrestlers. They are only allowed to use these straps on Boomer Payne or BB Naturally. They will be lumberjills surrounding the ring with leather straps. This is absolutely insane. There is bound to be a standing room only crowd again there in Forest City. I had an opportunity a couple of weeks ago to catch up with BB Naturally. And here's what he had to say about this match.
Boomer Payne. Hell hath no fury like a woman's scorn. February 24th in the Forest City National Guard Armory. All my sisters will be outside of this ring. Only to extract my revenge on you. Tonight, when you introduced a little belt to my back, I might have liked it a little bit too much. But rest assured, in 2 weeks, you're not going to get a thrill from the pain.
Well, fans, you heard all throughout that interview. You heard the belt buckle rattling. You heard the strap hitting that wall. I'm telling you, I will be there in Forest City. Would love to talk with you. This is something I am not going to miss. Something like you have never seen before in this woman scorned match. Oh my God. I mean, EWF, after this weekend, they may not be the same. I know that BB Naturally and Boomer Payne are never going to be the same after this match. Great show Friday, great show Saturday. It is going to be awesome. Now, let me take a minute. I mentioned in the opening, we got some great South Carolina promotions getting ready to have their first shows coming up in the next couple of months. First off, Three Count Pro Wrestling. Going to be at Blue Ridge High School March the 10th. Tickets are $3. You can find them at Three Count Pro Wrestling on Facebook. I'll be going over the card much more in detail as we get closer to that show. And hey, a few weeks ago, behind the scenes, as you know, if you follow Three Count Pro Wrestling, Ken Magnum will be defending his Three Count Heavyweight title against a mystery opponent. And a few weeks ago on Behind the Scenes, I shared with you the three men that I thought could possibly be that mystery opponent. Again, it's another great reason to be a patron for $1 a month. April 20th, Golden Corner Wrestling has their first show of the year, Wahala Middle School. That's a fundraiser for the middle school. Three Count Show is a fundraiser for the Blue Ridge Track Team. A lot of these shows, especially ones at schools, are fundraisers for somebody at the school. So that's just another reason to support them. You can follow Golden Corner Wrestling on Facebook and keep up with all their action. And then the announcement that was just made, Battle Zone Wrestling. Saturday, April 21st, Simpsonville, South Carolina. You can follow them, Battle Zone Wrestling, on Facebook. You can get all the details there. And on Behind the Scenes, I may be giving you some hints about somebody who may be making an appearance for Battle Zone Wrestling in April. Somebody who is world-renowned. I'm not going to give you the name, but I'm going to give you a hint. And you can do some research. Don't forget, Behind the Scenes today, only $1. If you're a fan in the Southeast, you're going to get news on Behind the Scenes you're not going to get anywhere else. And you can get it for $1 a month at patreon.com/doubledropkick. Again, the three reasons Zane Dawson was the big loser in his war of words with PWX. Some details on a show that may not happen in South Carolina. South Carolina promotion that may or may not be making a comeback. And again, that news on the upcoming show with Battle Zone. This Friday on the Double Dropkick Show, Mark Whitman and I celebrate our 4th anniversary. We talk about the main event from 1988. A great, great conversation. A great look back at some of our favorite moments. Some things we've got to experience in the 4 years we've been doing this podcast. Again, doubledropkick.com. You can subscribe, download, rate, and review at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play. Wherever you can find a podcast, you can probably find the Double Dropkick Show. That drops every Friday. And again, every Monday, stay right here for the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report. Again, I'm Heath Mulliken, and we'll see you at the matches.